Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Welcome. Today we're going to talk about some of the roots in winter harvesting, because I believe that there's probably a lot of roots out there that we can harvest throughout the winter or right at the beginning of frost, and we can head on down there as well as our bark. This winter I turned my Christmas tree bark into a pine bark oil, as well as the pine needles into a pine oil. So reharvesting what I used for our holidays. This is the first year that we had a Christmas tree that was real. We didn't chop it ourselves. We actually went down and bought it from the local station. It was fantastic. And then we turned it into oil. So there you have it. Just a big, huge circle. Now, what we're talking about is October. We're just past the peak of foliage, and our gardens are looking pretty bare. We're turning our heat on. If you have a wood stove, you're throwing in some logs. And we're kind of putting in the extra layers because it's starting to get cold. So now this is the time for root harvesting. This is the only thing that is hard is the actual digging. And this only depends on because of the depth of the plant's roots. So the first sign of frost is when the plants start storing up their energies and the properties and their roots to help them survive the long winter months. And we know as Minnesota, we have long winter months. So this is a signal for us to go out and start digging. Ideally, we're going to look for, if you kind of like to go with the lunar phase, you can look at the lunar phases. You also look at energies and what planets are going down with their energies. They're coming, pulling their energies inward and really making the root robust and healthy for us. Dig early in the morning or at night, as the chilly night air makes the plant send all its energies and properties downward. So this is the best time for you to dig your roots, at night or early in the morning, because just like us, we kind of cuddle in, we get down, and everything cuddles into our blankets. And what they do is they cuddle everything down into their roots. Now, on the warmer days, then the energies rise up into the parts of the plant. So we want the roots, remember. Now, if you decide what roots you want, and it depends on what area you're in, it depends on what you're looking for, why you're harvesting it, and what you plan on doing with it. So maybe we have some yellow dock roots, or the purple cone flowers, or burdock roots, dandelion roots, plantain, comfrey, Joe pie plant, or the boneset root. There's so many, so many. So we look at where we live and what plants do we have available. Now we should have a pretty good idea what plants are available in our area. So you get yourself a good shovel, as well as some good gloves, and make sure that you wear proper attire. Layers are always fabulous, because if you get a little hot, you can take something off. Make sure you bring your water and comfortable shoes and boots. Now, you're also going to need a box or a paper bag, whatever you like to store your roots in when you're going to dig these roots up. Now, remember about our harvesting rules. You don't dig everything. You leave a lot of it. You only take a third, and you only take what you need. So don't go and just harvest everything. Just take only what you need. as well as replanting anything that you may dig up, put it back in so that it'll come back. Seeds, if you see seeds while you're out there, put those back in so those can come back up. And if you're taking the whole plant, then maybe you want to compost that plant, or maybe you want to use the plantain for your vegetable salad that night. Always make sure that you're giving back to our earth, because our Mother Nature and Grandmother Earth are giving us gifts, and we want to make sure that we show them appreciation and show appreciation to our ancestors and our next generation to continue this. So make sure that you put everything back, compost it, eat it, replant it, whatever it takes. Let the cycle continue. Now brush off as much dirt as you can and plant some of these leaves or grass on the bottom of your container. And then you're going to start putting your roots, the roots that you want, and keep those in your bag. Take them home. Keep them out of direct sunlight, because you don't want them to lose any of their effect, or you don't want them to lose any of their energies or their minerals, vitamins, anything that's going on in there, because we've harvested these at a certain time because of the potency of the roots. Now, we're going to take off as much dirt as we can, running them under water and just kind of wash them off a little bit. Make sure they're completely dry, because you're going to go and make them into oil making, or you're going to dry them completely and have them throughout the winter. Okay. If they're too damp, they could get mold. So you need them dry. And you can lay them out and dry them on a screen. You can hang them in from rafters and let a light fan blow on them. But what you do is you keep them in the dark and you get them dry so that we don't get the mold. Chopping works fantastic, because that's going to break them up a little bit, and it works a little bit better than leaving them whole. There's some roots out there, unbelievably, that you could have hanging all winter long, dried, and you can still plant those and they'll come back the next day, the next spring. Isn't that amazing? Resilience. Nature is resilient. Our body's resilient. And this is why we learn to listen to our ancestors and keeping ourselves healthy with our plants. So you chop them up, you lay them flat, you let them dry. And now that they're totally dry, you decide where you're going to place them. You can put them in jars and label them and put them in a cool, dry cupboard. Anywhere you want to store them, as long as it's dark and cool until you need them. Every once in a while, you want to check them and just make sure there's no extra moisture in there. And if there is, just kind of take them out and move them into a different box or bag and let them dry a little bit more. A fresh root can be made into oil or a tincture, used in decoctions or infusions, making yourself a tea. And depending on how thick your tea is, or how thick your bark or your roots are, depends on how long you cook your tea for, 20 minutes up to a half hour, sometimes up to an hour. Decoctions, you just simmer it till half the volume's gone, and that's your decoction. You can simmer it and let it simmer for 20 minutes and you have a nice tea. So depending on how you want to drink it and what you're using it for, good luck with your winter harvesting of your roots. we'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.